Good morning, good people. It is 29th October 2020. The readings are from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 to 20 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 13 verses 31 to 35. To be good, innocence of heart alone is not enough, but we need faith, truth and charity that bring the blessings of God to identify the evil around and appreciate the goodness in others. Life is indeed a struggle for most of us. At times we tend to give in so easily without realizing our worth and the power we are endowed with. But at times we spend all our resources fighting with the ones in our families and communities, missing the real enemy we all need to fight with. The conflicts and warfare we face are not merely economical, psychological, and political, but we need to recognize the evil and sin that bring about the pain we go through daily. The indifference we have towards injustice and uncharitable acts done to the downtrodden are the evil we need to work on. In the first reading, St. Paul encourages us to put on the armor of truth, justice, peace, along with the faith that offers spiritual resilience to stand up and fight against all satanic warfare. We all need to be prepared to evangelize at all times, using the word of God as a sword and constantly listening to the subtle promptings of the Holy Spirit, guided through persistent prayers. Yielding to God in all we do and say lessens the burdens of evil and sin. The responsorial psalm praises, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock." Psalm 143, verse 1. Jesus laments in the gospel about how he loves to gather all people. On the contrary, people choose to scatter and resist any good come from him. There is something in our lives to block and resist Jesus and his words. Let us recognize them and allow the Lord to rule our lives. May you have a good day. God bless you.